This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. If you haven't yet heard of comedian Mo Ammer, well, there's a good chance you will soon. He calls Houston home, but he's coming to the Texas capital city next month to record his first hour-long Netflix comedy special. He's been called a pioneer of Arab American stand-up, having long toured with Dave Chappelle, and he's made international headlines after being upgraded to a first-class seat next to a certain member of the presidential family. Mo, thanks for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Thank you for having me at the Texas Standard.
Yeah, it's exciting. You were born in Kuwait to Palestinian parents.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so how did that happen? I'm thinking there's got to be something about the oil industry involved.
Yeah,
here, right.
No, nothing, actually.
Really?
When I was born in Kuwait, you know, my father was working as a telecommunications engineer for the oil company, but we moved to Houston because my brother was getting his PhD in Houston.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was just like, what's the best place to flee to? Well, let's go to Houston. You know, we always were thinking about moving there. Both of my brothers were attending university, and one of them, they went to BYU for their undergrad, and then my brother went to U of H to get his PhD.
Wow. So what happened to you?
I know, I'm a failure in the family. we fled. So in Kuwait, I went to a nice private British English school in Kuwait, it was really a really phenomenal school. My father was always preaching, like, you know, you got to learn English. You have to. That was, I started out that way. And then I ended up in Houston in ESL class, English as a second language class. And I was the only guy that spoke English in this class. I walk in and all the kids are like, hola, tú eres nuevo aquí? And I was like, sorry, what language are you speaking? And why do you look like my cousin Khalil? Right? I was very confused by Latinos originally. And this guy just comes out of nowhere. He's like, you're weird, bro. Why do you talk like that, bro? And that was my teacher. You know, like, it was a rough situation. It's tough. But I got through it, man. Houston is the city that raised me, and it'll always be home, man.
Yeah. So what's home today? Is it New York or
it's Houston still. I mean, Houston is still home. I do, you know, reside a lot in New York. I spend a lot of time. That's like my second or third home, really. Austin feels like second home to me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to get in comedy?
You know, this story always has a little something behind it now because of the situation. But I saw Bill Cosby situation. Saw Bill Cosby when I was 10 years old. I saw him live at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo at Astrodome. No,
wow.
It was him. He was co-headlining with the band Alabama. That's a hell of a pairing, right? Sweet home. Hey. Like, what is going on with this combination? So my brother wanted to get my mind off of things, you know? It was a really rough first year in Houston. So he just wanted to change the vibe, and he's like, let me take this kid to the rodeo. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know he changed my whole life with that.
Wow. You know? When was your first show, I mean, as a professional comedian?
It was at the Comedy Showcase in Houston.
Wow.
I started when I was 14 in high school. My teacher just said, don't you always want to be a comedian? My father had just passed away, and I was like, yes. And she goes, well, you're going to fail high school. How would your father feel about that? I was like, this would be terrible. You know, I have come from a family, the highly educated family. This would be really, really bad. And so she said, well, I'll let you do stand-up in class if you stop skipping. And I did. And that's how I started stand-up comedy. I started writing at home, and she would let me do stand-up every Friday. And I stopped skipping, and she took me to theater arts department. Then I was doing talent shows. And then I would get out of other classes. During a school day, I would get out of other classes to go do stand-up in my other teacher's classes. Like,
that is amazing.
Yeah, it was really incredible.
This is how a teacher can change somebody's life.
She absolutely did. Mrs. Broderick, if you're out there and you listen to this, please reach out to me. I would love to speak to you.
What was the school? I got to know.
Hastings High School in Houston.
Wow.
A-Leaf Hastings High School.
Yeah. You actually hit the big time in social media. I guess you know all about this, right? People talking about you having a little plane trip recently.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just kidding. That Eric Trump thing is just wow.
What happened exactly?
Well, I just flew in from Australia, and I was heading for my connection in New York, from Newark to Glasgow, Scotland. I was starting a 25-city tour in the UK, and I got upgraded into first class, and I ended up sitting next to none other than Eric Trump.
For real.
This is for real. This is a real thing that happened. I had to pinch myself a few times. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Did you recognize him right away?
I mean, I just turned a corner, and I was just like, oh, my God, is that Eric Trump? And there was a lady behind where I'm seated, and I saw her first, mm-hmm. and she was pissed. You know, she was just, like, really angry, and she was... Yeah, she was showing some middle fingers. And I was like, why is this woman so angry? This is first class. It's amazing. And I look over to the left, and I was like, my God, is that Eric Trump? And I took a second look, and I saw his name on a sweater. So I knew it was definitely Eric Trump at that point. I did talk to him. I sat down next to him, and I said, Salam alaikum, Eric. And he started laughing. He was like, what's going on, man? And I was like, oh, man, I'm chilling. I'm Arab. I'm an Arab American. I'm Muslim, so I had to mess with you. And I'm a comedian, so I had to mess with you a little bit. And I looked at him, and I was like, look, your dad got elected by doing one thing. He's like, what? And I said, your dad was using a bunch of trigger words and inciting that out of people. And this is a way that he was able to dominate the airwaves. And
so what did he say to that?
And he didn't flinch. He was like, yes.
Really?
Yes. It was really a lot to soak in. You know, I didn't understand the magnitude of it, to be honest with you, because a lot of strange things, you know, I have like 2 million miles under my belt, you know, flight miles. So yeah. I've experienced a lot, but, you know, I took a picture and I posted it online and I just said some, you know, oh, good news, guys. You know, Trump is not really going to do the Muslim ban, blah, 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 blah. Right? It was supposed to be a joke, right? So, yeah, so I just posted that picture, and I landed in Glasgow, and my phone was going off like a cartoon. You know, like, you know how you just look down and you just, oh, I missed a couple of texts when you first land somewhere? No, this was like thousands of emails and notifications, thousands and thousands. I didn't know what to do, man. I panicked. I was panicking inside. I was like, this is scary. Like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, my God, I went viral. And then my friend, who's just a lawyer, he was like, you went super viral. I was like, what the hell is super viral? That's when you cross over different platforms globally. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is a term. And I was just so scared. And people were just writing different articles and just quoting me. I didn't even talk to them.
Yeah.
So I called Chappelle right away. I was like, hey, man, if anybody knows how to deal with these situations, like... So he was like, no, man, you got to do interviews ASAP, and you have to control the narrative. And that's what I did. I picked like 12 of the hundreds of stuff that came in.
Yeah. So do you turn to the news to find your stories, or are you sort of talking about your own experience, sort of making your way through?
It's definitely my own experience.
Yeah.
And then also you got to stay informed. You know, you got to just, I've been at it 20 years, you know, so it's, at some point it just comes out of you.
Well, I got to ask, since, I mean, you mentioned you've been at it for 20 years, and now it seems like things are really taking off for you. I mean, it's obviously you've been building to this, but all of a sudden it's like, where did this guy come from? In the minds of a lot of people, they see you as Stephen Colbert, right?
Yeah.
So what was the turning point for you? Was there a tipping point?
Definitely touring with Chappelle the last 5 years have been instrumental in my growth as a person, as a comedian, my timing and everything else, and getting into the Comedy Cellar in New York City, which is like a
huge
comedic institution. And really, you know, it goes back to my foundation in Houston. My comedy mentor, Danny Martinez, he told me, this is a marathon. You know, so it's one of those things that you work really, really hard and you hit different points in your career, and it's up to you to build off of it and to move forward. Yeah, so I'm filming my Netflix special here in Austin at the Paramount Theater June 28th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's terrific. Mo Ammer has arrived, and he's been here at the Texas Standard Studios. Thanks so much for taking some time out to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Of course.